I'm Ron, and I am an addict.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, family, how are you doing? My clean date is 9/12/2014, and thank God there's other steps before step 8, and I'm glad that I got here during step 2. I came in a little late because I got to hear the message, because there's one thing is that if they're not done in order, right, because I'm currently working step 2 with my sponsor now. And I haven't done step 8 in a long time. So it kind of went from 2 to 8. So I was kind of shitting myself a little bit, kind of coming into these rooms. But, you know, I heard a lot of good things that I needed before I got to step 8. Like, I have character defects, and I have this control issue where, you know, I need one more piece of knowledge that I need to talk about. Or I heard these things about letting go, or, you know, things that I needed before I came here. And I'm just really glad that I got invited to be here. So I want to thank Third Coast for inviting me out here. And congratulations on your 11 years. That's amazing.
Thank you.
And I'm grateful for that. Being invited is really cool. You know, and when I think about that, is that, like, you know, and I'm talking about step 8, I didn't always get invited to everything, right? And generally, it was like maybe somebody conveniently, like, maybe forgot that, you know, I shouldn't be going to this wedding, so they didn't send me an invitation, right? Or, you know, I didn't make the list, or whatever that looks like. There's some people on this list that, you know, step 8 talks about that wouldn't, you know, piss on me to put me out, you know, if I was on fire.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if I weren't on fire, would probably want to piss on me.
Yeah.
This step 8 talks about a list of people that I need to write down that are really good with this idea of social media. Delete, block me in any form or fashion. Change the number, move out of the state. You know, whatever that looks like. These people that are on this list is almost hard to write down for me. And the crazy part about this is when I'm thinking about this step, it calls for action, right? My sponsor has told me that step 8 is an action step. And it says, you know, we made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. There are 19 words in this step, right? And for me, as an addict, I'm really good with following directions, and I can outsmart and outpace this program. So, you know me, I can catch the first 10 words, and I can start working a process, right? So I made a list of all persons we had harmed, right? And I pulled it from my step 4, so it's really easy to be like, okay, I'm done, right? But as I was kind of looking at my list, it like sank in to me that I was preparing myself for this face-to-face admission of how I did them wrong.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, and then also the idea that it was me, why it was the things that I did that I wasn't invited. And that, like, really just, you know, like, it is embarrassing, and fear kicked in, pride kicked in, and, you know, the best thing that I do in this program, because I'm smarter than it, is I can take this step and rewrite it, right? So, Ron made a list of all persons that he thought could make the list, and became willing to make any excuses necessary to get away with as much as possible, right? And that's what I did, right? Because as I started looking at these names, I started making excuses, from big ones to small ones, and, you know, I don't need to tell her that I was gossiping behind her back and that I kind of caused that little drama, because she'll never know, right? That store doesn't need to know that I stole that from them, because, you know, I never got caught, right? Or those people are dead to me, and I'm okay with that, Mm-hmm. Right? And I don't need to write this down. And it's crazy because when we start looking at these steps, and again, I'm appreciative of all the people that spoke before me, because the first three steps, 1 through 3, is about making this connection to a higher power. You know, the next steps after that are really talking about making this connection to yourself. Step 8 for me was the beginning of the end of isolation, because it is the step that brings other people into my recovery. People who I have harmed, people that are in my corner, and help me to understand and to connect horizontally with other people. Because I learned in the first 3 steps is I need something bigger than myself, because I have character defects and I have self-pity and all this other stuff. And I made every excuse in this step to be a victim. Right? This was a reality to me that I wasn't a victim anymore, right? Because I was the addict that could take a religious icon off of a cross and crawl up there myself, nail myself to it, and be like, look what you did to me, right? I was that, you know, kind of addict that, like, I can turn whatever situation about me, right? And this idea of step 8, there was people on this list, or that I didn't even write down, because I didn't want to write their name, because they did things that were unforgivable, right? And I just couldn't fathom to write their name down, because, you know, they did me wrong, right? And so the one thing that I started to look at is that this idea of my own character defects, right? And this is why you do these in order, because, like, I was being rebellious. I didn't want to admit that there was some part of that was my fault. And I want to read something out of here real quick. Then the whole notion of making amends to ourselves may have been confusing. Some of us thought that making amends should involve rewarding ourselves for staying clean or some other accomplishment. We may have tried to do this by buying ourselves things that we couldn't afford or by indulging other compulsions. In reality, the way we make amends to ourselves is by stopping irresponsible and destructive behavior. And thank God I had a sponsor that, you know, walked me through this and said, hey, you should probably put your name on this list. Because it doesn't say, you know, to make a list of people. It says to make a list of persons, which includes myself, right? Because I'm not a people, but I am a person. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did a lot of irresponsible and destructive behavior, and it was like I aggravated everybody else's character defects, and that's why they acted the way they did. And, you know, while I was using, I felt like I was just like this freight train or this hurricane that would come along and, you know, do all this stuff, and then I was confused about why other people were mad about the things that I was doing, right? Because for me, you know, the harmless victim addict that I was, you know, like, I was only doing harm to myself. I was doing no harm to other people, right? And I was just sat there just confused, because, you know, people were the problem. I wasn't the problem. And through the inability to accept personal responsibility, I did all that on my own. Right? And there are times, you know, that I could sit there and make excuses for myself and to play the victim, and now allow other people to, you know, be blamed for my wrongdoing, because it was easy. My there's things in my life, like, and then this is where I get vulnerable, and that's why I'm getting nervous, is that, you know, it's like you feel your heart just beating and you feel like you're about to tell some truth. Yeah. Is that, like, you know, because of my actions, you know, I got HIV. You know, probably from, you know, sexual misconduct, the things that they talk in step four, or the things like, you know, sharing needles, all that kind of stuff, right? And I was allowed to play victim, right? Because somebody else did this to me, right? And hurt people, so guess what? I'm going to hurt everybody else. And, you know, it wasn't until I could get gut-level honest and really start looking at some of these principles, spiritual principles of honesty and courage and willingness, that I could really start making connections to other people. Because I really wasn't able to be courageous enough to look at that in myself or to make that connection, because I always felt like less than, you know. And, you know, it's the reason why I got kicked out of the military, like active duty, right, is because of that. And I always just felt that if anybody else found out about that, that, you know, they would see the true me. Mm-hmm. But really what it did instead was I held on to that and was like, you know, fuck you, world. Like, you know, I'm going guns blazing, doing whatever I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad that I got to work with a sponsor that told me that there are two parts to this, right? Is that, you know, willing to make a list, mm-hmm. right? And then the other part, I'm just got in my head a little bit, sorry guys. And I don't have to focus on doing step nine, mm-hmm. right? That I'm not actually making amends yet, because there were some serious things that I have done in my past that I felt like I could never forgive myself mm-hmm. for, mm-hmm. right? And there were some things that other people did to me that I felt like mm-hmm. I couldn't do, like I couldn't ever look at them in the eyes or ever want to be around them. And all I had to do was write it down.
Yeah.
Right? But, you know, the addict in me was like, let me work these steps out of order and already know what's in step nine, because my sponsor could have told me, hey, you know, like, you know, don't work these steps, you know, don't work this step and think about step nine. And because that's exactly what I did. Right? And I was just like, I'm already in fear and I have this idea that, like, people are going to reject me or disown me because of these things. And luckily, all this is talking about is a willingness. Mm-hmm. So, kind of just sharing where I'm at, and I think that this is my higher power kind of showing himself to me in my life today, is that, like, you know, Monica had asked me, like, hey, you want to share on step eight? And I was like, you know, I got to do something else or whatever, because, you know, I haven't spoke in front of people, like, in a meeting setting in probably forever. Last time I did it was in another fellowship. And I'm generally not this nervous. I'm usually, like, incredibly confident and that kind of stuff. But when I'm sitting in front of my predecessors that I'm really grateful for and that know recovery, I get a little nervous, right? Because sometimes I feel like I'm not enough. But the things that are happening in my life today that are surrounding step eight, you know, I had talked about to people that there was somebody that made an amends process to me, and I knew what they were talking about. And it says here in the book is that, you know, like, we're more understanding of each other because we know what we're doing, right? You know, we know that what, you know, what you're trying to accomplish. And, you know, and but it, what happened was he told me that he didn't want to speak in meetings because of something that I said in a meeting to him in front of everybody else. And that crushed me, right? Because, you know, for me, in, you know, I have almost 5 years clean. I'm way more self-righteous, and I know way more recovery than you, right? And you should just shut up and pull the cotton out of your ears and put it in your mouth, right? Yeah. And it hit me hard, you know, and, you know, like, and that wasn't the only thing that I did while I was clean that I wronged people, right? And that's just something in these rooms that was heartbreaking. And it says here on this page, an additional struggle that many of us face when we identify types of harm arises from the automatic tendency to focus only on the time before we stop using. It's a little easier for us to be rigorously honest about the harm we cause in our active addiction. Mm-hmm. We were using drugs. We were different people then. However, we all have caused harm during our recovery. Mm-hmm. Remember, whether we intended to or not, it does not matter. In fact, we've probably all caused harm to people with whom we share our recovery, other NA members. We may have gossiped about them, withdrawn from them, responded with insensitivity to their pain, interfered with the sponsorship relationship, tried to control a sponsee's behavior, behaved like an ingrate with a sponsor, stolen Seven Tradition money, manipulated people by using our clean time as a source of credibility in a service argument, or sexually exploited a newcomer, to name a few relatively common examples. And I got a phone call yesterday saying that, hey, this member is mad at you and is not going to come to Jekyll and Hyde anymore. And I was like, for what? Right? And like, as well, it's something that you did. And I was like, okay. So they kind of explained the situation, and I was floored because, I was like, there's no way that I did that. Right? And it was just this idea that it was just something simple. It was insensitivity. And I had to really think about what I did, because what this step talks about is a willingness to understand where my character defect yes. has wronged somebody else. Because it's not about how they have harmed me, it's what my role is. Yep. Right? And sometimes it's hard to look at, because I don't want to, wipe away the debris of victimization, or, what other people did, to look inside the mirror and see that's actually me and who the real culprit is. Because that's me. Right? And what my role was in that situation was, I was busy, right? And that seems very, you can pass that off with a minimum concern. But I did that shit today coming here, right? Mm-hmm. Is it like I'm all in my head about what I'm trying to say in recovery, right? Where somebody was trying to talk to me and I'm like an outer space, yeah. right? And I'm like, I don't have time for you right now because I'm trying to bring a message, right? And like that's so messed up, right? And I am so grateful for this program, and I'm thankful for my predecessors and obviously Jekyll and Hyde, right? Because it's my favorite meeting. Mm. Right?
Mine too.
But wow. This,
I love it.
Like I said, this is, this step right here is the beginning of the end of isolation for me. And it has taught me a lot about harmony within myself, kind of connecting my mind and my heart, because sometimes it wasn't connecting. It was like two adolescent schoolboys trying to play ping pong, and you just see them run out of strays. It's like, that's what I do, right? Is that these guys like don't match up, right? And they're always just like one way or the other. But this has taught me to like keep them in sync. And it feels good that like my mind isn't always trying to be my enemy, and it's more of my ally, and that my heart and my passion aren't trying to do things that are trying to get me to do wrong to other people, because that's where I need to focus, is that this is about compassion, right? This step is about compassion to other people, compassion to myself. Mm-hmm. And I love you guys. Thank you guys for letting me share. Hopefully that made sense.
Hey, yes.